Okay, well, I've chosen an unusual subject perhaps today, and that's rebellion. And it's not really new, is it? It started back with Adam and Eve, who thought they could do better than God, and so they rebelled against what he wanted them to do. But I'm looking through the Bible, and the Bible is riddled with it from one end to the other of what people did. So I've thought we'd go through a few of them and have a look at what's going on, but they may not be all in the order that should be in Scripture, but I'll go from one place to another. We'll see what happens. It says, harden not your hearts, as in the days of the rebellion. What was that rebellion about? Well, when the children of... I think it's in Numbers. See, Numbers 16, if you want to look it up. In the days when the children of Israel come out of Egypt, they were in the wilderness there, and they spoke against Moses, and they decided that they were going to get a whole lot of them. There was about 200 of them or something. They decided they were going to take over from Moses and run the show themselves. And all that happened was that God said, get out of the road, and they did, and the earth opened up and swallowed them with all they had. Terrible. That's... 14,000. Yes, in one place it did too. $14,000 a day plague started, didn't it? But then there was a bit about Miriam, and I thought that was funny too, in a way. See, Miriam was Moses' big sister, and she got thinking about, who's this little brother of mine that's killing me, what to do? And she decided that, the Lord had spoken to her as well, and it all started over an Ethiopian woman that he married. So racial prejudice is way back in those days. It's just incredible. He married this lady, and she didn't like the idea. And God told her no uncertain means what to do. And I think Moses tried to plead with God for her, but he said she's... can be punished a bit, so they sent her outside the camp because she became leprous, and she was out there for about a week. So that fixed that, didn't it? Then there was a there was a lot of other things that happened. There was, in the days of Eli, his sons rebelled against the things of God, and God fixed them up too. It's just as well that we're in a different dispensation than back then, isn't it? If he's tried to be doing the things nowadays, that there'd be a lot of us that'd get swallowed up. So I've got to be careful right now, because maybe the earth will open up and swallow me. Yeah. What, you mean COVID? Plagues. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. There was Saul too. In the days of Saul, God rejected him because he usurped his authority in the office of which was Samuel's job. Do you remember that? He sacrificed stuff. And it wasn't his job to do it. So God stood him down from his office too. And then later on there was Absalom, David's son. He rebelled against the doing what his dad done. Incited the people to follow him, and there was a real big thing about that too. And and David had to flee, and he went out into the desert there somewhere and hid for a while. But there was a big fight between the people of Absalom and the people of David, and Absalom got killed. And that upset poor David. He thought that it would be better off if he died. But that's what it was a great rebellion. In Isaiah 53 it says, "Too, we like sheep have turned everyone to his own way." And when we do that, we just are, going against what God wants. Then there was the time when a couple of disciples of Jesus said to him, "We want you to do something for us." And he said, "What do you want us to do?" And he said, "I want to sit on your right and left hand when you come into your glory." In other words, they wanted to be better than all the other disciples. So, yeah, they wanted to do that. And God says, "Who will be great amongst us will be the very least," Jesus said. And like he was, he became a servant to everybody. Servant to all. In Ezekiel, it's got some verse. I was going to read that somewhere if I can find where it was. Deuteronomy. Two verse three. This is what God thinks about our rebellion. He said to me, "Son of man, I'm sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me, and they and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. For they are impudent and stubborn people, and I'm sending you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.' As for them, whether they hear you or not, they refuse. They are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them." So it's happened all the way. There was others like King Ahab who went really rebelled against God. And then to sit right up to Zedekiah, where they were all sacked and sent to Babylon. Back before that, the nation of Israel in there was divided between Israel and Judah, and they rebelled against God. They went out and offered, took up other gods and offered sacrifices to them and all the rest. So really, it really annoyed God. So he sent them into the Assyrian captivity. It's not really any different from today, is it? There's people everywhere. There's people that rebel against God. We're seeing so much of it lately. It's unbelievable. A real spirit of stuff that goes against things of God. Yeah. I am sure, Matt. Yeah. The last days. Yeah. Governments will do that sort of stuff. Kings, other gods. They're after other gods, but they don't seem to find the God that makes the difference, do they?
No.
And once they get control, they dictate that, things against God, which is bad. And it's happening in our nation. They making things of late that I'm so concerned about. There seems like they want to have things like abortion as though it's just a thing.
Yeah.
And even, I'm not trying to make people feel bad about themselves, but you see these people with tattoos all over them from one end of the head to the other. Righto. But what is that all about when you think about it? It's this is a person made in the image of God, and they think they can improve on it. Well, aren't we a rebellious lot? No doubt about it. Yeah. So, yes, that's what I'm from there a little bit. I've had quite a few readings, and I don't know whether I've got them right or not now. Terrible. What's this one? Hold on. 9, verse 4 to 6. Oh, here's the one. Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you. This is where the people were going into the promised land. And he says, don't think in your heart that after the Lord your God has cast them out before him, saying, because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me into the possess the land. But it's because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord has driven them out from you, before you. It's not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that he may fulfil the word which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Therefore understand that the Lord your God has not given you the good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Now that's the same as us today. It's not because of our righteousness that we're going to our promised land, but it's because of his, isn't it? It's because of what Jesus did for us. And that's what we're doing. We're travelling to our promised land. Moses, when he was on the job there, he spoke on behalf of the people. And Jesus is up there today speaking on behalf of his people, which is a great thing to know. Interceding for us, yes. Yeah, there's our personal rebellion, and a lot of times we do it and we don't even understand what we do, but that's what happens. God appoints people today to places of leadership, whether they're good or whether they're bad. Good for the benefit of his people, and bad to show the power of his righteousness, like what Pharaoh did in Egypt. Somewhere it says that he raised him up just for the purpose to show his glory. And he was a bad man, no doubt about him. So God appoints us to places of that in their churches and stuff, and that's something that we shouldn't be fighting over. I've been in some churches where there's enormous fight for who's going to be boss, and that's a pity. That really is bad for us. What is needed today is a change of heart, you know, in all those outside of Christ. The only way that all these problems in their nation can be fixed is if they get turned to Jesus, because Jesus means a change of heart, and that's the basis of all the problems that's going on, is they leave God out of the picture.
Yes.
Yeah. It can only be done through Jesus.